Bernardo, how's it going?
Good. I can't believe I get to follow Luis Valdez, who's like my hero and who changed my life. I can't tell you what it means to follow him and what that man has meant in my life.
Don't you wish you had that potato? That potato should be in the Smithsonian.
It really should.
Yeah. Right next to the one that looks just like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
So tell us about the play Antigone.
Oh, so this play is called The People of Pompeii, and we're doing Oh, no worries. It's totally cool. It's called The People of Pompeii, and it's taking place at the Theatricum Botanicum here in Topanga, where I live. And it's a play about the aftermath of the fires that happened a couple years ago and how a lot of us in Topanga were evacuated for 3 weeks, scared, watching the fire get closer and closer to our home, and then we came back. And, you know, our community was lucky and survived, and sort of survivor's guilt and sort of how it brought up all these feelings of, like, what is a home? What is community? Where are we meant to live? And, you know, that's what the play is about.
Yeah, I mean, talk about Chicanofy, you know, like, we need to tell our stories, all our of everyone, right?
Yeah.
I was going to tell Luis that I was at Comic-Con on a panel, and there was a young actress that had done a very Chicano role in a very Chicano play, and it was written by my friend Gustavo, not Arellano, but he's like Venezuelan, you know, and she was Colombian, you know, and they, you know, they're doing Chicano theater, you know, and
it's cool.
Like, that's how deep Luis's, you know, influence goes. But theater is wonderful, man.
I'll tell you, for me, it was, you know, I was a Mexican kid at theater school in University of Houston. And, you know, my professors, we kept reading all these old white people plays. And I just felt like, I was like,
wait, those are my favorite.
Be careful.
You know, that Shakespeare and, you know, they're all white
people. Treading on fragile ground, man.
I'm sorry. But then one of my teachers was like, hey, you should read this short play. It's called Los Vendidos by Luis Valdez. And I read that, and I was like, oh, this is my shit. Like, this is what I want to be doing.
What is going on with people today?
They don't understand that radio.
I blame Luis.
He cracked the seal.
Look at the influence Luis Valdez has. My gosh.
He's an influencer. And he's not even on TikTok.
We need another extra 100 people. Call in 818-985-5735.
We really need to help.
We're
going to have to pay some FCC fines. Oh.
They just that play
which became a film and TV show, you know, a short. I mean, it's super influential. It's wild to watch it, you know.
Yeah,
it's amazing. So out of time and like, timely at the same time, you know, just crazy. It's
amazing. Yeah. It changed my life.
Well, that's so cool. Theatricum Botanicum, that's a mouthful, right?
I know.
So, we have tickets for that, guys? Is that what? Sorry, I'm like.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Evidently.
Yeah, so we got two pairs, and this is for the August 1st and also August the next, I don't know, the 7th, I think. I have a
person the 8th.
Obviously, Gary is working off the Aztec calendar. It's very difficult to read.
You want to come see the show on Saturday? Call in.
But, you know, Boston Meadows will get there. Man, you know,
we can't
afford a modern calendar. No. This is why we need your money.
Okay. Yes. So, hey, let's get it straight.
Another 200 for that. We need another 200 for the calendar.
This Saturday, we have two tickets, so call in for August 1st at 7:30, and then Saturday, August 8th at 7:30, and you can go to this play and call 818-985-5735, and that's for a $60 donation to the Pocho Hour Power, and then we'll get you in there.
There you have it.
Just round up. Why 60? Just round up. Make it 100.
Bernardo, how has it been doing the ramping up for this play and doing the play?
Tell us a little bit. one thing, it's an honor to work at this theater. I don't know if people know the background, but it was built by all these actors who were blacklisted during the McCarthy era. Mm. And they kind of ran away to the mountains of Topanga to hide so that they wouldn't get arrested. And then they just started doing plays in the mud up here. And now the theater's been here for a very long time. And so that history means a lot. And then another fun fact about the play is I'm in it and I wrote it. And my actual wife plays a version of herself on stage. So that's been very interesting to be in rehearsal with my wife and both of us playing each other in wow. some kind of way and, you know, reliving arguments from our past and, you know, her giving me notes on my script, you know, because obviously she knows how to make it better. So, you know, that's another part. Yeah.
That's a strong relationship yeah. right there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't turn down those notes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's been super fun and honestly a joy to get to work with her like this because we've never done something like this before. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for being on and getting us those tickets.
Of course.
And supporting KPFK. And we want to wish you all the best for the run of what's the name again? I'm
sorry. The People of Pompeii. No
people
worries,
of
man.
Pompeii.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you guys. And Lalo, I'm a huge fan of your cartoons and stuff, dude. I've been following you for years, so it's really nice to meet you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank